choice between those who love your presence and those who hate you. Give us a token for good. Give us our testimonies. Let there be revival. Let there be restoration. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is done. Put your hands together for Jesus. Be seated. Hallelujah. About 10 years ago, I visited a church. Let me not call the name of the church. They called him occultic because suddenly from nowhere, he became very popular. Everybody was rushing there. Some churches were getting empty. And I remember I visited them. I worshiped there that day when somebody came to give testimony that the general overseer of their church in a retreat they went somewhere was the one that called him Antichrist and spoke all manner of things, and that was the reason why he too joined them to be calling him that, this man of God, also occultic Antichrist. And he said something that he is even here, the man that was saying, he's even here with the tape where that their GO made that statement. I remember the man of God said, you have the tape here. I said, can you give us, let us play it. They played that portion that the man said, I was here, I heard it. And he said, even this man called me occultic. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, why I remember that is, he said, all of them are there living flamboyant lifestyle. All of them are there living all manner of lifestyle. And he has decided to live a life of sacrifice and denial. He has decided to live the kind of life he has chosen to live, a life of sacrifice and denials. And God is honoring his faith, and they are calling him occultic. The statement he made, and he quoted some scriptures to back himself up. And I looked at it. I said, there is truly no way that a man that fasts, hallelujah, and a man that does not fast spiritually, they can never be in the same level. They can never be. That is the truth. Brother, I'm telling you, that is the truth. A lot of people are wondering, what is happening in Bride Assembly among the inter-message churches in Nigeria? What is the attraction coming? What is this? And unknown to them, hallelujah, I had one of the preachers, one of them in his church is somewhere at Shomolu. He said, what will keep the people here is entertainment, music. That is all we are using to entertain people. It's music. We use music to entertain people here. So crowd are coming here. And then we use music and fasting, according to them. We use music and fasting to keep the people here. And crowd are coming here. He said, we have nothing here to offer. They have something to offer. That particular church, I know them to be on for nearly 20 years now. There are about 50 something members. Certainly they are not up to 100. They have something to offer. Brethren, anywhere sweet something day, ants will rush there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if you want mosquitoes, insects, to run away, what will you use? Insecticide. Any church that people are running away from, there is insecticide there. Spiritual insecticide. I'm telling you, in this church, we pray. Almost every night, one group or the other, they're in this church having vigil. Hallelujah. The secret of this church is prayer. It's nothing more. It's prayer. And because we have caught the revelation that he who prays, heaven will answer. Heaven will answer. Go to these intermittent churches that are making noise up and down. Their vigil, they start 12 midnight. And that is vigil of once in a month or once in 2 months. 12 o'clock. By the time it is 3 a.m., they share the grace. You have visited some of them. You know what I'm talking about. I don't want that fire to die down here. This church is founded on prayer that backs up the truth we preach here. It's true. Hallelujah. There shall be divine encounter. And I want you to understand this and to take it seriously. That's why I want to give you this exhortation in Genesis chapter 32. Can we open it? Genesis 32, the story of Jacob. If you are there, I'm reading from verse 24. Genesis 32. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, that angel touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh. He touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." That's your prayer every night. And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said what? He said what? Jacob. And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Hallelujah. That is the story of Jacob. And that will be somebody's story by next Sunday in the name of Jesus. You know the story of Jacob. And the story of Jacob is exactly the story of so many of us here. It's true. Jacob was paying for what he has done. To start with, right from the mother's womb, he was already fighting to cheat his senior brother, Esau. That is why they gave him the name Jacob. Jacob means cheat, supplanter, 419. That's the meaning. And the truth is, every one of us here had this rotten identity before we met the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know what your own name is, your identity. Even now. Because remember, Jacob was a covenant child of Abraham. So he was under the covenant that God had with Abraham and his seed after him. We are supposed to be under the covenant sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Yet, so many of us today, calling on the name of the Lord, pleading the blood of Jesus Christ, still have these funny identities following us. There are some people here that even to sit down for church, if somebody calls sit down, calls to say, "Now you sit down," go say, "Eh?" He go, "Tell coordinator, please change my seat. Because if I sit near before service, and we go fight." That is, some people are known for fight. Some of you here, the problem you have, there are some problems that you had before you came to Christ that are still pursuing you, even as you are in Christ today. It's true now. There are some of you, you want to be sincere, why you don't have the fruit of the womb is the number of abortions you had as a single girl, unbeliever, before you came to Christ. There are some brothers today here. You know why? Why nothing is working You know how you cheated your master. And your master had laid a curse on anybody that thief my thing. You knew it though. You thought you can be smart. Now, you are now on your own. Nothing is working. And some of you men here, you didn't know that prostitute you slept with. You didn't know that it was not a human being. I mean, you know her address. Not if it's street, it stand fine. You didn't know that it was a demon. You slept with her, collected your life, and gone. Nothing is working for you. You go here blocked. You go here blocked. You go here blocked. But now I'm a Christian now. What is happening? Jacob, that was his name, Jacob supplanter. What will he do? Hallelujah. He went further in that his smartness. He cheated the senior brother of the birthright. And Esau was looking for him to kill him. Oh, we always face Esau. It's a horrible thing that Esau didn't have respect to his birthright. But it's more horrible that Jacob capitalized on the weakness of Esau and collected his birthright. And remember, what Jacob did to Esau is irreversible. So there's nothing like, okay, I forgive you, so give me back my birthright. No, forever. It was done. So the only way out for Esau to ever remain any relevant is to kill Jacob. So Jacob took off for his dear life. We know the story. He ran for his dear life. Some of you ran from village to Lagos. Is it not so? Is it not true? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was sharing with my wife during the week. Certain people, hallelujah, that left this church. They went to one intermessage church. I said, forget it. I said, they will come back. I said, what? I said, they will come back. The reason I know they will come back is some of these people are in bride assembly. They are not here because of revelation of the message. They are here for protection. They are here because they know if anything will happen to them, they go see them for bride assembly. And I know that is why they are here. And where they are running to, they don't have such assurance there. They never know yet. You know, I told you, people are here for different reasons. Some people, they know that as long as they are here in bride assembly, no weapon of witches in their family fashion against them shall prosper. They know it, they know. And they know, that's why then they come. Nothing more, I know them. How do I know? Not be vision. By their fruit, you know them. How do I know? When it's time for Bible study, they don't come. If you say bring mirror, they normally bring the biggest size of mirror. If you say bring water, Naragoli's bottle, then they bring. I know them. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of them don't commit. They know say some demons are pursuing them. They run, go enter bride assembly. Hey, ask your neighbor, is that why you are here? Answer them, tell them the truth, tell them the truth. We know. So if anybody leave Brand Assembly is going to another church, Shomolu, where headache, they can't even pray for headache to go. They don't even believe in such prayers. Now them, they go, so I go compare, say, I lose my say, no, he go go there, after some time, go wrong, come back. Because if he remain there, those witches will come back. Not because, so I'm only telling you what will happen. And when such people leave this church, it doesn't bother me one bit. Because the reason of my ministry is not to gather such crowd. I'm not looking for such people to be my church member. No. Looking for people who have bearing for their lives. Their spiritual life have bearing. They are wanting place that will lead them to heaven. They want a relationship with God. Anyway, I'm only telling you how some of us are worse than Jacob. It's just that your name, your papa didn't give you Jacob. But if you know how your father used to comment about you, your mama self. Anytime you go commit, the wrong can't tell the papa. Now you be papa who? Papa who? Who they stop on here? Immediately, Papa Emeka. Papa Emeka, Emeka, before he say Emeka, Emeka, the man go say, he don't commit, Abi. He don't commit. I know, he will tell you, I know, we police station he day. Amen. Hallelujah. That was the condition of Jacob. And remember, as you would that men should do to you, so do you also to others. That is what the Bible tells us. Jacob ran to Laban, his uncle, his father's brother. He ran to Laban and met somebody who will be like him. He served him for 40 years. Apart from the number of years he served, ordinarily, at least we have record of 14 years he served looking for wife. You know how Laban also cheated him. He too came. He wanted, is it Rachel he wanted? He wanted Rachel. Rachel, is it Rachel or Leah he wanted? The first one he wanted was Rachel. That was where his heart was. He approached the father. The father said, oh yeah, serve for her. 7 years. Jacob served for 7 years. That is in the land and in the time when courtship was healthy. Oh, that was the time when courtship was healthy. He was not to go near that girl until he has finished paying the bride price. But these days, the reverse is the case. He is to finish knowing her in and out before he goes to meet the papa. Say, Papa, be like, I like this, your daughter. These days, before you see man, go to any parent now, say, I have seen one flower in your garden. I've seen one flower in your garden. Before the man does it, they don't finish everything. Finish all the traditional marriage we do now is formality. It's just formality. Does it have any effect? It's nothing. They even rehearse it. They rehearse it. They even have people they pay to tell you what to do. Lie down like this, the valley like this, say like this, say like this. Then they will do drama. They will carry something and cover her face. See, they come. Now you cover face. They cover face, come. Is it this one? Then they do. Whether not him or whether not be him. Or. Anyway, Jacob did not go near that girl. And they were living in the same house. He was faithfully working. He waited for 7 years. Serving 7 years. 7 years. 7 years. How many brothers here can wait 7 months? How many? Nobody. Amen. 7 months. 7 years, sorry. And in the night, they brought his wife. That is the only time he's to get that close to that woman. When in the morning, wake up, come see the person who sleep with him for night. No, that time they don't get NEPA. They don't get light. So the light was not bright enough for him to see. And remember, Laban had planned with Leah. So Leah will have covered herself when we're making her identifier. And woke up and discovered that it's not Rachel, it's Leah. And he said, Laban, why did you do this to me? I worked for Rachel, not Leah. And you know the story. This day Laban say, in this our tradition, the younger one does not marry before the older one. Why you not tell him since? It's because as you did it to Esau, Now so you want somebody too must do to you. It's just a law. It's just a law. You are a cheat. So the spirit of cheating will be following you everywhere. I remember even as is there with Laban, Jacob was changing his room because he knows Esau is still looking for him. No peace. Throughout the years he was in Laban's place, certainly he had no peace. So many of us, no peace. So many of us, you know the thing when they pursue you. So many of you know the occultic group you belong to, the covenant you have entered. You know the demon that is following you. Now with the pity you know what you are paying for. You know. Jacob knew what he was paying for. I can see how Jacob for don't lean tire in fasting, in prayer. How will I live this type of life? Anyway, he had to serve another 7 years for the second wife. So he packed the two of them as his wives. He didn't intend to take more than one woman from that family. But because some people sin, go after them. Some live with them. That's what the Bible says. Praise the Lord. Anyway, that was the condition of Jacob. And so, eventually, he had to leave. Even in leaving Laban, because of what happened between his own flock and Laban's flock, if you read the story very well, he sneaked out. He dodged, he sneaked out. Laban didn't know where he left. And as he was going back to his home. And imagine in that journey how he'll be feeling, knowing that Esau is waiting for him to kill him. The Bible says it was in that condition. Miserable. He came with over 200 cattle. God had blessed him so much while he was with Laban. He had so much wealth in that prayer. As he reached that spot, remember he said, I passed this place with a staff in my hand when I was going. And he was telling the Lord, here am I now, passing the same place after so many years. See the blessings I have now. So many servants. See his children. See all that he had. So much wealth, so much cattle. And he was blessing the Lord. And as he passed, while he was there thanking God, his heart was still not clear. His conscience was still full of fear. No peace to the wicked, says the Bible. Hallelujah. No peace to the wicked. And the wicked is anyone that does anything contrary to God's expectation. Every act of unrighteousness before God, you are wicked. You know the Bible forbids fornication. You are still fornicating. God sees you as a wicked person. You know why you are wicked? You are defiling God's temple. The temple he has purchased and cleansed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Now you come with your own hand and defile it. You are wicked. You are wicked if you are a gossip. You are a wicked. You take people's heads and clash and then stay and watch them do boxing. You are wicked. You are wicked if you are a liar. Before God, you are wicked. See one group of wicked people in Nigeria. People selling fake drugs. You are more than wicked. You are murderers. I don't know why. If I were president of Nigeria, I would put death sentence on anybody caught selling fake drug. And the whole country will back me up. A lot of people are talking of incurable sickness, incurable disease today. With the advancement of science, which sickness day now? Even HIV, it doesn't kill again. They have a way of controlling it. The person will live his life fully with HIV in his body. Medical science has gone so much. In Nigeria, it's only in Nigeria here, you go take drug for malaria, you know they go. You go take drug for typhoid, you go they die the month they go. Why? Fake drugs. God is looking at you as a wicked person. And there's no way. If you are selling fake drugs, don't bring tithe to this church. Oh. Don't bring tithe to this church. If you're a 419, One of my prophets here were telling me that one brother that I know very well, I didn't know till that time, no, no, that he's doing 419. He was always bringing big tithe to this church. He said, he told him, all I know is that the man stopped coming to this church. Why did he stop now? He said one day he came with his check for tithe. Before it was time for tithe, now I begin the talk. Say, anybody will go for one, anybody bring tithe here, EFCC will catch you. And the man said, fear catch him. He carried him tithe to go. But he still took it to another church. Hey! Don't bring any such tithe here, oh! Because God looks at you as a wicked person. And the prayer of the wicked is even abomination before God. So don't join us to pray. Don't join us to pray. If I give you prayer point, tell me, say, I beg, I be liar. I no say God no go answer. There are some people you give your prayer request, you think say God the answer. You are wasting your time. God does not hear prayer of the wicked. That is the truth. That was the position of Jacob. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am dwelling so much on Jacob because I know Jacob is a type of somebody sitting down here today. You have all the wahala you have been going through is you are paying for what you have done. Brother, sister, you are paying for what you have done. I always say something. Obasanjo one time in an interview made a statement and I reasoned with him. When they talk about social security system, say there's no social welfare system. The way Americans do, if you don't have a job, the government will give you certain allowance every month until you get a job. Why can't we do it in Africa, in Nigeria? And Obasanjo answered the BBC man that was interviewing him. He said, Africans have the best social welfare system. By our culture. By our culture. Because we have extended family. We take care of one another. No member of the true family, African family, will leave their brother, their sister to suffer. When they are doing, that is why, in one house, if one person is making it, you can see five of his relations stay with him. Until one by one, he settles everyone. That is a good social system. But there are some people, even Christians today, they come to church. You have father, you have mother, you have relations. And then, you will come and you tell me, everybody has rejected me just because I decided to come to Bread Assembly. I said, I don't go to Catholic Church again. Then they say, they don't go help me. They drive me. They don't give me my school fees. Then now I have no accommodation. Pastor, is the church, is there anything the church can do? Why are you telling me that I go look you? Because you come to Bread Assembly. Now they say, they don't go help you. Because you came, and my Bible tells me, if a man's ways pleases the Lord, which God are you serving? It's true. All them that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. But the same Bible tells me, if a man's ways pleases the Lord, he, God, knows how to make a relationship bow before you. They'll do it. He, God, knows how to make them accept you. He knows how to do it. Abimelech wanted to collect Abraham's wife. A man that has covenant with God. Out of fear, he said to Sarah, go and tell him that you are my sister. Not tell him I'm my wife. Oh, they will kill me. Oh. Even in that condition, God looked beyond that lie he was speaking. And Abimelech in the night, God went and warned him. Hey, you touch this woman, the whole of your house, you're in trouble. You're a dead man. My servant's wife. He woke up, he said, see this man, you won't kill me. Why didn't you tell me? It's your wife. He said, I fear the fear. Because the way my wife fine, rich. Now no can kill me. Covenant child. A hidden nation. He, God, made that man to be at peace with Abraham. Ah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What of your own condition? There are people that are carrying Bible and hiding their evil behind Bible. When you are paying for your evil, you say, it's because I decided to be a Christian. No. Jacob, when he took off, Laban was planning to come after him because so somebody, Rachel, has stolen his images. And God, as truthful as it is, as justified as Laban was, as he was preparing to go after them in the night, God visited Laban. Don't touch my servant. Didn't God know that that image is there? But he is a covenant child. Brethren, we are under the covenant sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ. We are not ordinary people. We are not. Therefore, the condition some of us are going through, we must not undergo such condition. But watch what happened. In the midst of that, his fear. He was in that fear. Then opportunity came as he was sleeping. You know how he distributed his family. And now he now lay somewhere in case they kill this one fear escape before they reach me, I don't run. As he was approaching Esau. And you know what happened. All of a sudden in the night, a man appeared. The way this man appeared, Jacob knew this was not an ordinary man. This week, that man that appeared to Jacob is going to appear to somebody. Do you believe me? Do you believe me? Hey, that man appeared. And then Jacob wrestled with him until it was getting to daybreak. The man told him, hallelujah, leave me now, let me go. Time don't do morning, the day is breaking. He told him, I will never let you go unless you bless me. He saw opportunity. He battled with the Lord all night. All night. And that's why I say, from 12 midnight, brethren, start your own wrestle. You know what you are going through. Brethren, you know what you are going through. The first thing that he benefited from that his action was his name changed from Jacob to what? Israel is prince with God. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He changed his name from Jacob, a cheat, to Israel, a prince with God. Prince with God. And he told him, the reason why I give you that name is because you have prevailed both before men and God. He fought with Laban, he prevailed. He fought with Esau, he prevailed. Now he met an angel of God, he fought with him. Hallelujah. And now again, he prevailed. His identity changed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then something else happened. He entered into a covenant. The covenant that God had with Abraham. Hallelujah. God renewed that covenant with Jacob after he changed his name to Israel. Somebody here, tonight, this week that we are entering, from tomorrow night. Hallelujah. And this visitation can come anytime. It can come in the afternoon. It can come in the night. It can come while you are meditating. It can come anywhere at all. But the important thing is, at the end, there must be testimony. Your identity will change. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And remember, he's not just, even when you meet with God, even your physical nature will change. Even your physical nature will change. Just imagine Jacob, who was so proud and gallant, all of a sudden, after that night vigil, he started limping. I hope you know his, the way he walked changed. Eh? Jacob, what happened? I met with God. What happened? I met with God. And that is evidence that anybody that will genuinely meet with God, it will affect even your physical nature. How can you say you met with God if you used to walk like this before? That is pride. That is pride. That is pride. If you meet with God genuinely, something will happen to you. That hand will. See, make sure it is God you have met. Oh, The source of pride is Lucifer. Lucifer disguises himself as an angel of light. Lucifer can come and impersonate the Holy Ghost. Lucifer can come and stand and blow breeze on you and you will fall. And you will say, hey, God visited me. How will we know? There are some people, after the anointing comes upon them and they begin to operate the gift. Before they started operating the gift, they were like this. I know they were alone. If you greet them, sir, you come. Sir, they will come. But as soon as the gift comes upon them, hey! Now, anybody you see behaving like that, if he's ever prophesying, he's never prophesying by the Spirit of God. I'm saying this at the altar here. If it is a genuine visitation you receive from God, the first thing that will happen, your life will be humbled. You'll be humbled. You'll be humbled. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is what happened to Apostle Paul. He was on the way to Damascus, having authority to finish the Christians because he was of the Judaic religion, operating under the Mosaic laws, full of zeal for his forefathers' religion. But as he was going, on the way to Damascus, a light came upon him. The first thing that God did to that man that felt so proud, he knows so much, he schooled so much, everything so much, full of authority, well connected, having authority to bind and to loose the Christians. The first thing he did is struck him blind. Why did God strike him blind? So all of a sudden, now suddenly they lead him now. And I can imagine how many times he knocked his feet, he fell down. He enjoyed himself as a whole Paul. See the way they carry and they go. A whole Paul. Saul. Now he was Saul of Tarsus. A whole Saul. See the way they. That is the first thing that will happen to you when God visits you. He will do something that will humble you. Ah, blessed be the name of the Lord. And that thing will remain permanently in you. Jacob was permanent to remind him of the day the Lord visited him. Apostle Paul had that problem in his eye till the day he died. He said he saw the Lord 3 times, that this thorn in the flesh, the thorn in the flesh was the eye problem he had. And God said, my grace is sufficient for you. Because of the abundance of revelation Paul had, so that he would begin to see himself as a mighty person. As some mighty person, God left that thorn in his flesh so that while handkerchief from his hand, they heal blind people, he himself is here with eye problem. So that he will always remember he is a man. And always remember, using that eye, what happened on the way to Damascus. That became a symbol for his own conversion. What is your own symbol for your conversion? Ask yourself, what is your own symbol for your own conversion? Divine encounter. Ah! There's a reason why most of our prophets, God did not allow them to go to school. And some of them don't know why. There's a reason. There's also a reason why some of these our prophets, our ministers here, they try one business, they try this one. It no work. They put their money for business. It don't go. There's a reason. Many of them don't understand why. That is God's own way. To keep you humble. So that you will depend on the people you are ministering to survive. And the person you are depending on, you'll be careful the way you deal with him. So, it keeps you humble. Because if you are living a life depending on people's benevolence towards you, depending on people's gift towards you, such a person will not be proud. You can't be proud. You be careful about everyone that comes before you. You know, you are living your life dependent on what these people give you. And the reason why you didn't go to school, so that when people are speaking big grammar, You want to stand there, you remember that you know go school, so you wait for it depends on just revelation. Just sit down.